Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Muslim nations have rejected President Trump's call to empty the Gaza Strip of its Palestinian population. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Foreign ministers from Muslim nations are rejecting calls by President Trump to empty the Gaza Strip of its Palestinian population and instead backing a plan by Egypt for an administrative committee of Palestinians to govern the territory to allow reconstruction. Foreign ministers are gathering for a special session of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which includes 57 nations. The OIC also reinstated Syria as a member of the grouping. This all comes when the seven-week-old ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been thrown into doubt, with Israel balking at entering negotiations over the terms of a second phase of the deal. I'm Julie Walker.
German election winner Friedrich Merz's conservatives and the Social Democrats have concluded preliminary talks on forming a coalition government. Merz told reporters on Saturday in a joint announcement alongside other party leaders. Sierra Lee from Reuters reports.
We have a joint paper that forms the basis for the coalition negotiations, which we may start next week. In conclusion, I would like to say a few words about this. We have essentially reached agreement on three major issues. One is the issue of migration. The second is the issue of finance, and the third is the issue of the labor market and the economy.
The two parties were racing for a deal before next week, when they hope to push a loosening of Germany's borrowing limits through Parliament. That could revive growth in Germany's largest economy and boost military spending. Merz wants to form a coalition by Easter.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he found it easier to deal with Russian leader Vladimir Putin than Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his quest to end the war sparked by Moscow's 2022 invasion of its neighbor. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
And he said he believed the Russian leader, who launched an unprovoked attack on Ukraine more than 3 years ago, when Putin said he sought peace.
Yeah, no, I believe him. I believe him. I think we're doing very well with Russia. But right now they're bombing the hell out of Ukraine. And Ukraine, I'm finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine. And they don't have the cards.
Earlier on Friday, the U.S. president had raised the prospect of imposing large-scale sanctions on Russia. It comes after a Reuters report earlier this week that the White House was preparing to give Russia possible sanctions relief as part of the push to end the war and improve diplomatic and economic ties with Moscow.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he rejects a U.S. push for talks between the two countries because they would be aimed at imposing restrictions on Iranian missile range and its regional influence. Speaking to a group of officials Saturday, Khamenei did not identify the United States by name, but said a bullying government was persistent in its push for holding talks. Khamenei's remarks came a day after President Donald Trump acknowledged sending a letter to Khamenei seeking a new deal with Tehran to restrain its rapidly advancing nuclear program and replace the nuclear deal he withdrew America from during his first term in office. At least 11 people have been killed in attacks within a 24-hour period in the Democratic Republic of Congo city of Bukavu. Reuters' Sean Hogan has more.
Those killed, some burnt in the streets, have been accused of offenses including theft, armed robbery, and witchcraft. Bukavu-based human rights activist Amos Bisimwa said residents were taking justice into their own hands, partly because the city's police force has not stepped in.
This is why we are calling on the new authorities, managing the city and the province, to do everything necessary to ensure that justice resumes its activities quickly. Besides that, we want the police to return.
The M23-appointed vice-governor of South Kivu province said there had been several cases of vigilante attacks driven by the behavior of a population that feels threatened by these criminals.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The Vatican says Pope Francis is responding well to therapy for double pneumonia and has shown a gradual slight improvement in recent days. But as a precaution, his doctors have decided to keep his prognosis as guarded. Doctors reported in a Vatican statement on Saturday that Francis has remained stable with no fever and good oxygen levels in his blood. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.